Welcome to Cricket Shots Podcast from Sumcast. Here's your daily dose of five shots from the world of cricket. In a rain-affected second at the T20 International at St. George's Park in Gqeberha, South Africa triumphed over India by 5 wickets, taking a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series. Chasing a revised target of 152 runs in 15 overs, South Africa capitalized on the difficult conditions for Indian bowlers, with opener Riza Hendricks leading the charge with a 27-ball 49. Despite losing wickets at regular intervals, South Africa's robust batting, including contributions from captain Aidan Markram, ensured they crossed the finish line with ease. Earlier, India, put into bat first, struggled initially but recovered thanks to half-centuries from Rinku Singh and captain Suryakumar Yadav. The pair's efforts pushed India to a competitive total of 180 for 7, despite the innings being cut short due to rain. South Africa's chase was marked by aggressive batting, effectively neutralizing Indian bowlers, including a costly over from left-arm pacer Arshdeep Singh. The series heads to Johannesburg for the final T20, with India looking to level the score. The Mirpur pitch, hosting the second test between Bangladesh and New Zealand, has been deemed unsatisfactory by the International Cricket Council, earning it 1 demerit point. ICC match referee David Boone highlighted concerns about the pitch's preparation, noting inconsistent bounce and erratic behavior from spin deliveries. New Zealand emerged victorious in this match, which became one of the shortest tests in recent history due to rain interruptions, wrapping up in just 3.5 days. The venue, known for its average ratings in past matches, now faces scrutiny from the Bangladesh Cricket Board, which has 14 days to appeal the sanction. The match's conditions were a talking point for both teams, with New Zealand captain Tim Southee describing the pitch as probably the worst he's played on, contrasting with Bangladesh captain Najmul Hossain Shanto's defense. This decision by the ICC brings attention to pitch quality and its impact on the game's integrity and fairness. Rishabh Pant, the dynamic Indian wicketkeeper batsman, is set for a much-anticipated return to cricket in the 2024 Indian Premier League. Pant, who suffered serious injuries in a car crash in December 2022, has been out of action for over a year, undergoing extensive rehabilitation. Despite his ordeal, Pant is confirmed to lead the Delhi Capitals in the upcoming season, potentially playing solely as a batter if not cleared for wicketkeeping duties. This decision follows his last appearance in a test match against Bangladesh just days before his accident. Pant's absence was keenly felt by Delhi Capitals, who finished 9th in the last IPL season, a stark contrast to their usual performance with Pant's explosive batting. The team, along with Pant's fans, eagerly anticipates his return, which could include a role as an impact player to manage his workload post-injury. Pant's recovery and return to the IPL will also be closely watched by the India selectors, considering the upcoming international fixtures. Sri Lanka's sports minister, Harun Fernando, has revoked the previous decision to sack the country's cricket board amidst corruption allegations, aiming to rectify the International Cricket Council suspension. Fernando announced on X his action to dissolve the interim committee overseeing Sri Lanka cricket. This move is a strategic effort to lift the suspension imposed by the ICC. The controversy began when Fernando's predecessor, Roshan Ranasinghe, dismissed the elected board last November, appointing an interim panel led by 1996 World Cup-winning captain Arjuna Ranatunga. However, the ICC responded by suspending Sri Lanka, citing the failure to prevent political interference in cricket administration. Fernando has also sought the ICC's insights on an audit report related to alleged corruption within the board during last year's T20 World Cup in Australia. This development occurs amidst broader issues of corruption in the board, the wealthiest sporting body in Sri Lanka, which is currently facing economic challenges. In a remarkable display of cricket, New Zealand's women's team took a commanding lead in the 3-match series against Pakistan with a 131-run victory in the first ODI at Queenstown. The top 4 New Zealand batters, including Susie Bates and Bernadine Bazuidenhout, shone brightly, propelling the team to a massive total of 365 runs, a record in women's ODIs in New Zealand. Bates scored an impressive 108, while Bezuidenhout contributed a career-best 86. Despite a century from Pakistan's Sidra Amin, the team struggled against New Zealand's formidable bowling attack, ending their chase at 234. The match also saw injuries to Pakistan's Diana Baig and captain Nita Dar, adding to their challenges. New Zealand's performance was highlighted by Sophie Devine's powerful batting at the Nomar 4 position, scoring a swift 70 off 36 balls and demonstrating her prowess with the ball as well. This game marked a historic moment in women's ODIs, with all top four batters of the winning side scoring above 70 runs each. Time to call it a day on this episode. Thanks for joining Cricket Shots. Catch you in the next one.